Good morning again to all of you, those of you who are here and those who are online. We bless you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me share with you first off that Miss Jane Dunfield passed this week. It was her desire to be with her beloved Ed, and her family is just grateful to God that she did not have to suffer for very long. Her services have been planned for December the 9th, 10 o'clock in the morning at Fort Sam is the interment, and there will be a service here at 11:30 a.m. So if you would keep Ms. Jane's family in your prayers. Let me share with you as well, so we'll be thinking about Pastor Dan as he is enjoying his family for Thanksgiving. And let me say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. It seemed like it was yesterday. We were planning for Halloween, and that's why I call this time of year Hallowthankmas, because once you get past the candy of Halloween and you get the turkey of Thanksgiving, then it's the toys and the presents and the gifts for Christmas, and then it's over. We're starting a new year halfway through the school year. It just goes by so fast. So thank you, Isabella, because I am thinking about time. So join with me in this prayer. Most gracious and wonderful God, we bless you for this day. We thank you, God, for all the wonderful things that you do for us, all of the gifts that you give us, those that we take notice of and those that we take for granted. But we bless you, God. We bless you for the cool weather. We thank you for the rain that came through. We thank you for the love that is shown us by our family. We thank you for those who are seated with us this day. And we thank you, God, for your word. And we ask, God, that you speak to us and that we hear your word and that we obey. We are your children, and we offer this in the name of the Christ. Amen. So we're still on a life of generosity, giving our best to God. Now, this is a time of stewardship, and most pastors don't like to talk about money. So get ready, we're going to talk about money, but we're going to talk about stewardship in general. John, the 10th chapter, the 10th verse, says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Let me share with you. Again, I found this little video online, which I absolutely loved. You can see it. Her. She gave birth. They took the baby away because the baby needed oxygen. And now they're trying to give the baby back to its mom.
What a good girl.
I love it. I love that. When I found it, I watched it four times. Is there room for God in our abundant life? Is there room for God in our abundant life? Some of us may not think we have abundance until we look at some other people who have absolutely nothing. Speaking of abundance, and we're in the midst of our pledge campaign, And let me say thank you to, there are some people who've already turned in their pledge cards. Thank you. Pastor Dan began last week in talking about stewardship. He began with tithing, the 10% of whatever we have. And he put the 10 apples out, and the 10th one he ate. Now, if you think about it, really, like Pastor Isabella said a few minutes ago, maybe I'll say Reverend Isabella, it's going to happen. You can tell her I said that. But Pastor Dan ate the 10th one, but just to show us that there's 10% is what we give to God. Should have been the first apple. The first fruit is what we give to God. And Pastor Dan was making that point that sometimes we leave the last for God. And what we give God, you know, he just tossed the core into the offering plate. Does anybody want that? I remember, did somebody say yes? You like the core? Who said that? I remember when I was in nursing school, and we were all sitting around the table having lunch, and one of the other nursing students was eating her sandwich, and she ate all around it. Have you seen people who eat all around the edges? And what was left was the center with all of her teeth bite marks all around it. And she said, "Would anybody like some of this?" That's what it seems like, you know, when Pastor Dan tossed that core into the offering plate. Sometimes that is what we try to give God. But we need to give God from the beginning, from the first. Not giving God leftovers, but 10% off the top. But in tandem with our financial pledge is stewardship awareness in general, in total. And I'm going to try and touch on a few of those today. Stewardship is the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. The first thing that comes to mind during stewardship season is money, because money matters. Money matters are present in our homes, especially at Thanksgiving time. I don't know how much you spent, but it was just for me and Lawrence and my daughter. It was $180 for Thanksgiving. We didn't even have a turkey or a ham. I don't know what I bought. I really don't. But money matters. It matters in our homes, and it matters in the church. No one needs to hear me expound on where our money goes or how it's used to establish and support the ministries of the local and the global church. But that's why money matters. And money matters because every time someone asks me to donate to a charity or a seemingly worthy cause, I gladly share how through the Methodist Church, whatever you give, whatever we give to whatever our organization or if there is a disaster in the world, 100% of the money you give goes to that entity, 100%. Many charitable organizations can't say that. And before you give your money, check out, ask them, how much of what I am giving goes to that cause? Some of them may say 10 to 20%. One or two of those apples go to the cause. The other 80% or 90% goes to administrative costs. But we are a part of the Methodist system. where 100% of the money that we give to any specific cause goes all the way. Tell you, Lawrence and I brought a bunch of cans of green beans and corn for the cart. Imagine if we opened them all and ate 80% of it and then just gave the other 10 or 20%. Lawrence would eat the corn, and I'm not eating the green beans, so we'd have to. But money matters. Money matters. Stewardship is the careful and responsible management of the financial resources entrusted in our care. Now, some of us have been financially entrusted with more than others. Praise the Lord. But we are all asked to be good stewards of what has been entrusted to us. I can't be a good steward over what you have, and you can't be a good steward over what your neighbor has. But we're all asked to be good stewards over what has been entrusted to us. Some may see these wealth of tangibles as the abundant life, while missing God's true intention of abundant life. The intangibles are the abounding fullness of joy and strength for spirit, soul, and body. Money does matter, but no amount of money in the world can equal the abundant life expressed by that baby chimp and its mother. And I'm going to ask Colin to show it again so we can see it. That is the love of God. This is the example of abundant
life. Good job, Holly.
Abundant love. The God who calls us. The God who cradles us. That's abundant life. That's abundant love. Is there room for God in that abundant life? If you look at that, it's all God. God is life. The abundance and the fullness is all God. The question becomes an oxymoron because there is no true abundant life outside of God. There is no true abundant life without God. They all are just tangible items, things, money, possessions. The joys of knowing and loving God, then living for God, that's abundant life. And those who are in Christ will give generously to a cause when they see Christ as their treasure of greatest value. And they will use their money to do and honor those things that God values too. Peace, respect, equality, eradication of hunger and poverty and illnesses in the world, which we have cures for. Once we all focus on the Christ, there's abundant life in him. There are some people who search a lifetime and cannot find any source of peace. They can have lots and lots of money but cannot get to the abundant life that God gives, that God offers. Abundant life in Christ cannot be stolen. The thief that comes to steal and kill and destroy cannot take what is intangible. This thief cannot take what has been given so generously by God. This abundant life that God lavishes upon us. This fullness of joy, this strength for spirit, soul, and body. This cannot be stolen. You can't take it from me. No one can take it from you once you find it, once it is established in your very being. But it can be given away. It can be given away. Stewardship is the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. Stewardship is the careful and responsible management of the financial resources entrusted to our care. It was given to us for a reason. Jesus said the poor will always be with us because Jesus expected us to take care of the poor. He knew in his lifetime if he considered just taking care of the poor, that would have consumed his whole day. But he said, they will always be with us. Take care of them. Let me bring you to a bigger and better and more abundant place. Money matters because money matters. But the treasure of greatest value is the abundant life in Christ. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1-4, a lot of you may know it by memory. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Wait. Is there a time for God? Isn't that what Isabella was just talking to us about a few minutes ago? A time for God? Stewardship is the careful and responsible management of time which has been entrusted to our care. Have you ever thought about it when you open your eyes in the morning? God, you have given me, you have entrusted in me another 24 hours of time. Somebody can multiply it into minutes and seconds to make it seem more. But it is a lot of time that has been entrusted to us. Have you thought about being a good steward of your time? Before I would grocery shop, and I was telling someone earlier, I had to change this because in New Orleans, we make groceries. And after service, one of the members had pulled up all of the little sayings from New Orleans. He said, I didn't believe that was true, but here it is right here. Y'all make groceries. He said, how do you do that? But if you ever go there, we all, where are you going? I'm going to make groceries. It is funny, but it was a commercial, making groceries, Schwegman style, and it just stuck, it took. So everybody, we make groceries. But anyway, before I would make groceries, or before I would shop or go anywhere running errands, I would like to create a list. The list ensures that everything will be done and every item will be obtained in a timely manner. There was a time in my life where I wouldn't make the list, and inevitably, I would forget to run an errand. I would forget to pick up something that I really needed, and I came home with every item. I'm like, well, I thought we needed this. I mean, how many boxes of salt do we have? You always wind up buying something that you really didn't need. That was money wasted. That was time wasted. And if it was a necessity, I'd have to go back or do without. That turned out not to be the best use of my time. Being good stewards of our time means being purposeful about the time we have to complete tasks. Using our time well and planning for everything, planning even for a Sabbath rest. Pastor Dan used to say, if anybody's going to sleep in here, this is your Sabbath rest. All right, I don't hear any snoring. But even God rested on the seventh day. And that gives us permission to do the same. Complete all the tasks between day one and day six, and then on the Sabbath day, stop the clock. Rest. Being the best stewards of our time encourages us to put things into perspective, to prioritize, and to ponder thoughts like, how can I use my time to glorify God? What part of my day, my routine, my schedule is open to God? You know, like the core of the apple, are we going to slip it in somewhere? And just like groceries, I think we need to make a list. But this is for me, making the list. But in all things, like tithing, we need to put God first. In giving God the first of our day, this task of time for God becomes doable. Open your eyes, bless the Lord. Bless God for giving you another day. It's a day that someone else was not given. We never know when our time is going to be up. Open our eyes and bless God. In giving God the first of our day, this task of time for God, it truly is doable. We're going to open our eyes anyway. I don't know of anybody who walks around all day with their eyes closed. Open your eyes, bless the Lord. This task is not a chore. It's not a chore, but a mission. Begin the day with prayer. Bless God. Bless life. Bless your day. Sometimes you may have better days than others, and I bet it was a day that somewhere in there you blessed the Lord. Then ponder, what can I do this day intentionally to glorify God? It could be at the counter when you're checking out. It could be when you're receiving your coffee. It could be to the person you meet first on the street in your workplace. It could be blessing your children. It could be blessing somebody else's children. Resolving a problem in your neighborhood. Helping a stranger. Listing and prioritizing allows us to use our time wisely. Include God in our day-to-day moments and be purposeful about how we spend each minute of every day. Being good stewards of time has us saying yes to that ministry need and being present at whatever time God calls us for the gift of our presence. Managing our task of time. Managing our task of time also gives us permission to say no and feel good about it. I've prioritized my day and my time, and I am giving to God, and I am giving to others. And if someone else tries to put something else in there, you are given permission to say no. So we have stewardship of money, stewardship of time, and now there's stewardship of your gift, your talent, something that only you have. Stewardship is the careful and responsible management of something, the one thing entrusted to you and only you. No one will ask me to come over and play the piano like Mark. I can't do it. No one will ask me to play the guitar like Matt or sing like Elisa or quilt like our wonderful quilters. I can't do it. But I don't feel badly about what I can't do, because I know there is a special gift that God has given me that I can do. And that is what I offer to God and to the church. I met a lady a few days ago who told me God named her. Because I just said, yeah, hello, what's your name? And she said, Metsiah. And I'm like, that's a different name. Where'd your mother get that? She said, God named me. I'm like, okay. But her mother named her Mary Grace. But she said through prayer and discernment, she heard God calling her. And God called her by this different name. She said it was Hebrew for finding my identity in God. I thought that was beautiful. Finding my identity in God. I don't speak Hebrew, so I don't know whether the translation is real or not. But what was true and honest and sincere was her meditating day and night, seeking to know God, spending time, quality time with God, and hearing an answer from God as to who she is. What is her special gift, and how she can best serve God. She's using her time to grow in faith and become the disciple God is calling, or rather naming her to be. You know, God gave a lot of his disciples new names. Simon Peter, I call you Peter, the rock. You're no longer going to be known as Sarai. You're going to be called Sarah. I'm changing your name from Abram to Abraham. When God calls you, God may put a name on you and put that blessing in your heart. Her special gift was one of journaling. She said, we don't have televisions in our home. She journals, she reads, and she meditates, and she journals all day. And her gift is sharing from her writings where and how God can be seen in her life and perhaps in someone else's life as well. Stewardship is the careful and responsible management of money, time, presence, gifts, and talents entrusted to one's care. I could go on, but then I'd be taking some of your time for your Sabbath rest. So I just have one last thought. Luke 12, 48, it states, from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Go forth to be disciples and good stewards of your money, your time, your talents. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.